What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven Today. I'm James Levesque. We want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Join us every weekday, Monday through Friday, for our quick daily devotional as we draw closer to heaven and see earth transformed by the power of God. We're going to jump in. We're going to call this one today, Made Whole. Made Whole. I believe what God wants to do in your life is transform you completely, like never the same again. You know, I remember that scripture that says, single barren woman, you that haven't had a child, you know, and more will be the children of the desolate woman, meaning the areas in your life that produce the greatest pain will be transformed over to being the most filled, satisfied areas in your life, right? That's how God works. And I realized recently that God really did a work in my life. And I know it sounds crazy to even say that, but there was a moment recently that it was like, wow, like that's breakthrough. And I just remember it happened on two different occasions. And I was talking to somebody about their life and their situation and trying to, you know, pull them out of it. And they looked at me and said, you don't understand what I'm going through. Friends, I burst out laughing in their face. One of them was about not having a dad, which is my life. And the other one was just about growing up, you know, in a rough area and just not understanding the struggle. I laughed in their face. And I couldn't believe that somebody would say that to me. You'll just never understand the pain. You just will never know. I busted out laughing. And I was so perplexed why somebody would talk to me like that. And then I realized something. I don't look, act, or smell like I came from that. That's deep, man. You know, the Bible says when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into the fiery furnace, not one hair was singed, not one article of clothing, and they didn't smell like fire. What if I told you what God wanted to do in your life? You wouldn't reflect your past. You wouldn't reflect the anxiety that your mother lives in. You wouldn't reflect the love of money that your mother and father had. What if I told you that God would do such a work in your life that your values would change? And there would come a day where you would absolutely be transformed and other people would look at you and never even know. Man, that's powerful. That's like really being made whole. And it took me a couple days. I had to mull over it. I couldn't believe somebody would talk to me like that. It's crazy. You know, at first something is, am I this far removed? Because, you know, when you first get saved, that's like your, you know, that's almost like your identity where you came out of. You know, woman with the issue of blood, layman at the pool. You know what I mean? Kid with no dad on drugs, getting saved. I mean, you kind of just wear your affliction, and when you get saved, I mean, that's your testimony, it's powerful, but then you start to grow, and then I look back, and there are people that are in the, not even near as worse, can I tell you this, friends, not even near as bad as I had it, and they look at me and say, I have no idea. Oh, that's amazing. No, I don't. That's amazing. So I've been so transformed that you look at my life and think that I've never even been through anything. That's phenomenal. More will be the children of the desolate woman. Yeah, I got kids. That's amazing. There's a story in the Bible I want to read you. And I don't know. I don't think for the sake of time we even got all this time for it. But it's in Luke chapter 17, verse 12. And it's Jesus and the 10 lepers. And it's an amazing story because the Bible says that there were 10 lepers and one of them was a foreigner, meaning they were mostly Jews and one wasn't, right? Samaritan. And Jesus was walking by and they wanted to get a glimpse of the leper healer. Now, earlier in the Gospels, Jesus healed somebody. I think it was Matthew 8. The leper came down from the mountain and worshiped, and Jesus touched him. And so now these 10 lepers, came out to see Jesus because they wanted a touch from God. And I'm going to tell you, they had a lot to overcome, man. They were basically walking zombies. And they have this encounter with Jesus that would forever change their life. And what Jesus told them to do is unbelievable. Jesus sometimes, when he interacts with people, he says these crazy outlandish things, and you're like, where did that come from? He did it again. So I love the Lord. We're going to talk about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Hey, everyone. James Levesque here. I want to thank y'all for listening. Listen, if you want to engage heaven a little further with us, join us for any one of our events we hold in the Northeast here in the U.S. You can log on to www.engagingheaven.com for more info. Also, hit me up on social media at James_Levesque on Instagram, Twitter. Facebook is James_Levesque1. Love to hear from you guys and see how you're being blessed. Hey. Sorry, we're back. So, this is what happened. So these 10 lepers came, and let me tell you, I need to explain to you how crazy this is. These are not like normal people. Leprosy is scary. It's actually a parallel of sin, really. You start to feel it in your hands, and then it attacks your body. Eventually, like, your nose and lips fall off. I mean, it is like a zombie-like disease. And it's funny because people look at lepers and they think, oh my gosh, you're in so much pain. It's actually the opposite, right? Their nerves get so fried that they don't even feel anything. I'm going to tell you, that's how sin works, right? You start to feel things in your life. The moment you stop feeling sin, you've already paid the price, ladies and gentlemen. The moment you stop losing that sensitivity to the Lord, that's when sin is overtaking your body. That was a free little podcast there. Back to leprosy. They're zombies. These people, if someone died, they'd have to bury themselves. You could not touch a leper. You couldn't go near a leper. That's the power of Jesus, too, because he did. You couldn't go, lepers only came out at night. They'd rummage through the garbage. They stayed in colonies. Like, these were the most ostracized people because society had written them off. They don't want to come out in the day. They don't want to show themselves to anybody. They're literally walking zombies, friends. They're dying, rotting away. Leprosy is crazy. But here comes Jesus. And what do you do when all the answers in your life aren't enough and you know that Jesus has the power? And that's basically what these lepers did. They came to see Jesus. They wanted to know who was this leper healer that was coming by. And Jesus walks by and they come up to him, Luke 17, and they say, look, have mercy on us. Here we are. We're a bunch of zombies out in the day now. People are wondering why we're here. And they said, have mercy on us. And what Jesus said to them is crazy. He said, show yourself to the priest. I'm going to tell you something. You want to break the anxiety, fear, depression off your life? You want to break off the lies of the enemy and the sin in your life? Show yourself to the priest. Meaning, do what you don't want to do. Embrace people. Embrace church. Embrace family. Show yourself to people that are healthy. That alone is essential. The Bible says that when you isolate yourself, you destroy your sound judgment. Your ability to discern is gone. And what does the enemy want you to do when you're struggling, when you're depressed, when you're anxious? You seclude yourself, hide, bear this shame, walk around like you're different and no one understands you. And Jesus says to them, dude, look, bunch of zombies, go show yourself to the priest. What? Yeah, do what you don't want to do. It is like you're saying, I'm coming out from this. I know I look like this, but I'm going to show myself. I'm going to be accountable. I'm going to embrace church. I'm going to love on people. This is essential for the Christian life. I mean, so many people from time to time, they embrace this anti-church movement, It doesn't work well for you. I'll tell you that right now. You're not going to grow in God if you're going to bedside assembly. It's so bizarre, man. Somebody said, well, I don't like the churches around me. There's none that are spirit-filled. Well, then plan a church. Do something with your life, man. Unbelievable to me how people live. God didn't create us to live apart. He created us to be in community and fellowship. One of the benefits that we stopped doing our live stream is like everybody just wants to look. Nobody wants to be apart anymore. Everybody just wants to, they're okay looking through a screen. They're okay just observing. No, God doesn't want you to observe. He wants you to be involved. He wants you to embrace community and show yourself to your pastor. Show yourself to the priest. Show yourself to your friends. Show yourself to the house of God. And the Bible says that as these lepers did, they were healed. They turned around and they were healed. And they went and showed themselves to the priest. The other nine flipped out, went back to their homes. Look, the symptoms dried up. They didn't feel pain anymore, if they ever did. They weren't sluggish. They got their energy back. They were healed. But one came back to Jesus, fell at his feet, worshiped him. And Jesus says to him, "Be thou made whole." When Jesus said, "Be made whole," I'm going to tell you what happened to the one. His nose grew back. His lips grew back. Whole, that word whole means fully restored. Jesus says to him, "Be fully restored." And so now there's 10 lepers in the land and 9 still have no nose, but they're home rejoicing, and they should. But one was made whole. You don't know what I go through. No, man, my nose grew back. You don't have any idea. No, I don't. Actually, my lips came back. What God wants to do in your life isn't just heal you, but make you whole and fully restore you, that you will not look like where you came from. Nobody would recognize you. Your face is different. Your life is different. Your friends are different. Your mandate is different. What you live for is different. Be thou made whole. And what brought that about? That wholeness came from one thing alone, and it was worship. Worship. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Not to be the cliffhanger, but we got to talk about this tomorrow. But today you must realize what God wants to do in your life is to make you whole. And tomorrow we're going to learn about some leper worship. We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for rocking as always with Engaging Heaven Today. I'm out.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven Today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.